Hey guys, welcome back to The Strong Her Way, to eat, move, and live. I want to tell you a little story about gardening today. Now you might be wondering what this has to do with nutrition or movement or other non-diet lifestyle strategies and topics that we talk about on the show, but I promise if you will hang with me, this is good stuff. So just to give you a little bit of a background, I'm really not much of a gardener. I love the idea of gardening and of growing our own food and seeing where it comes from and having us really be a part of that process. But honestly, it is just not something that I really spend a lot of time doing, or that when I have extra free time, I don't want to go out and pull weeds. I don't want to go out and plant seeds and do all of those things. But it is something that has kind of been on my heart more and more and more. And in this crazy season of life, where things feel so chaotic at times and just extra stressful, where I would normally think that I wouldn't have the time, having added homeschooling to the plate, teaching my live fitness classes from my living room, doing all of those things, it seems like you would have less time, but for some weird reason, I'm finding that I'm actually having a little bit more free time, time to work on maybe learning those languages that I've been putting off, painting and doing other creative things. And then wouldn't you know it, I've also had this kind of itch or this stirring to clean up our yard a little bit. Now, again, like I said, I don't really love doing yard work, but one thing that I have kind of struggled with off and on is sort of this feeling of shame, because I look around sometimes at my neighbor's yards and they look so good and I'm just not motivated to get out there and to do the work. But all of that to say, I've started spending a little bit more time taking care of my lavender. So when we moved into our house about 4 years ago, there were a couple different lavender plants planted in the front yard. And they've been there for a long time. I actually don't even know how old they are. But judging by the way that they looked when we moved in and then now, I don't know that they've really ever been taken care of after the fact of them being planted. So a couple weeks ago, I decided that I wanted to see if I could kind of nurse these plants back to health or get them to where they were producing more lavender and just looked better. Because I'll be on my walk and I see everybody else's lavender and it looks so good, but mine does not. Big surprise there, right? So I got on YouTube, like anything else that I want to learn, it's either Google or YouTube. And I just YouTubed quickly, you know, how to care for a lavender plant or how to revive a lavender plant. And I wasn't really surprised by what they said. You know, the primary tip here is to prune it. And if you're kind of a gardening newbie like me, that basically just means to cut away the dead stuff or cut away kind of the older growth to make room for some of the new stuff to come up. Well, I started trimming away and pruning this lavender plant, and I thought that I was getting far enough down, but everything still kind of looked dead or had sort of this woody appearance. And the lady in that video said that that was kind of a sign that either the plant's too old and you can't save it, or you just need to kind of keep cutting further down. So I'm listening, you know, I'm remembering what she said, and I'm sitting here pruning this plant yesterday and I'm cutting it down like all the way basically to the bottom of the plant. And as I'm getting closer to the bottom of the plant, I'm noticing that there's a bunch of new growth that has kind of started to come up in the midst of that. But I also, as I'm continuing to prune, I'm noticing that part of the plant in the root system is rotted out. Now, from afar, the plant maybe didn't look as good as it could have, but it also didn't look that bad. I mean, I would have thought like, oh, if I just maybe cut some of this dead stuff off the top, it still has some foliage, it's still kind of green, there's still some flowers, it looks good enough. And I just wonder in our lives if there are things that we are doing that same thing with, right? Where it's like, well, from afar or from this perspective or this angle, things don't really look that bad, right? But as we kind of start to prune and as we start to get in there a little bit, we might notice that there's more damage than we realized, right? But we might also start to see that there is some new growth. There's some new things that are starting to sprout up, but that new stuff wouldn't have a chance to really grow to its fullest potential if I didn't start to prune that dead stuff around the outside or that old growth around the outside. So I guess kind of tying this back to you know, your lifestyle or nutrition or anything like that. It's asking the question of ourselves, are there areas of my life that is old that it's time to kind of cut that away or get rid of it? Are there areas of my life that maybe look good from a certain angle or from a certain perspective, but when you get up close to it, you see that it's just dead and it actually needs to be cut away and it needs to be removed. All throughout the Bible, it talks about this process of pruning. It talks about gardening and planting seeds and weeding and doing all of those things. And pruning is a very painful process. I mean, I can only imagine what it felt like for that lavender plant, if it could feel me cutting away all of that dead stuff. I know what it feels like in my own life when dead things are being taken away, when things are being cut out of my heart or cut out of my life, or when I'm really having to question, you know, where am I spending my time? How am I investing my energy? And am I giving it to dead things? Am I giving it to old things? Or am I able to kind of cut those things away or allow those things to be cut away from me so that I can then be investing that time and that energy into that new growth? So ask yourself, whether you're a gardener or not, are there things in your life that you need to let go of? Are there old habits or old patterns of thinking, old ways of believing about yourself or about others that need to be cut away? Are there things that are dead, that are not giving life, that are not really encouraging you and allowing you to become the best version of yourself this side of heaven? Do those dead things need to be cut away? And what you'll find as you start to question and as you start to get rid of some of those things, that you're starting to see some new growth. You'll start to see some new things bubbling up. Or maybe they were things that were there the whole time, but they were just hidden and just covered by those old dead things. So I hope that this gives you some encouragement to do a little bit of that introspection, do a little bit of that reflection, and see what you come up with. There's no shame in this. There's no guilt in this. This is really just an opportunity for you to kind of come clean and figure out, are there some updates that need to happen in your life? Are there some things that need to change so that you can really become that woman that you know deep down in your heart that you were created to be? For me, some of those old habits and patterns that have had to die recently, you know, over the last couple of years, are the way that I've looked up at my body, are the ways that I, you know, I used to idolize my weight or what I looked like or how healthy and how clean I could eat or how hard I could work out or how disciplined I could be. And any of those things kind of on their own are not inherently bad, but it was really the meaning and the heart, the meaning behind it that I had assigned it, and then the heart and that intention that was really driving that motivation. That was the old stuff. That was the dead stuff that needed to be cut away from my own life. So take an opportunity today to just kind of check in with yourself. Maybe journal about it or pray about it or, you know, chat with a girlfriend about it. And if you want to talk, my inbox is definitely always open. You can find me over on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. I'll put those links in the show notes. And if you are really wondering what that next step might look like for you, I want to invite you to come on a 30-day journey with me. If you head on over to AliciaCarlson.com, you can get the information for that. But I know that you were created for a bigger purpose than just what you look like. I know you were created for something more. And I want to help you go after that. I know you were created for something big. And it's time that you know that too. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links that you need. I will talk to you again very soon. Bye.